More than 40,000 refugees from Hurricane Katrina are staying in temporary shelters set up by the American Red Cross, and about 1,200 of them are being housed in the Coliseum on the Mississippi State Fairgrounds in Jackson. That's about 170 miles north of New Orleans. NPR's David Shaper went there yesterday.
Many of the adults here in this huge arena seem tired and anxious, their faces wrinkled with stress and their eyes glazed with concern. But many of the kids, and there are hundreds of children here, they don't seem to mind. A couple of girls played jump rope, small boys rolled toy cars and trucks on the floor, while still other kids worked on puzzles, coloring books, or just ran around. 12-year-old Jamal Warren came here Sunday from New Orleans, and he says he's enjoying what you almost might call Camp Coliseum.
It's nice. It's actually fun.
What do you mean it's fun? What have you been doing that's fun?
Having a good night's sleep, playing basketball, playing board games.
Lakeisha Lewis of New Orleans isn't too surprised her daughter, nieces, and nephews are coping pretty well under the circumstances.
Yeah, they don't really understand what happened. They just know we all together, so they're happy.
Some of the children with parents or other family members who didn't evacuate with them are showing signs of stress, according to Red Cross officials. And there are counselors available for young and old alike. Volunteer nurses and physicians are also checking refugees for health problems, such as open wounds, infections, diabetes, hypertension, and dehydration. In some ways, the Jackson Coliseum is luxurious compared to the conditions of the Superdome in New Orleans. The power is on, there's air conditioning, food, running water, and working toilets. Kalisha Lewis calls it almost comfortable.
Yeah, I guess to the best. I mean, I have a cot now. At first, we were on blankets on the floor. Some of us still are, but it could be worse.
Still, sleeping for 3, 4, even 5 nights straight already on the concrete floor of a huge arena next to 1,000 other people isn't home. 17-year-old Markeisha Gibbs passed some time by sweeping a broom around her floor mat and bedding.
Yay, cleaning up. This is all we have. We had no choice but to clean it up.
Like most people here from New Orleans and the Gulf Coast, Gibbs says she knows there's probably nothing left of her home to return to, and that they'll have to start over from scratch. Also, like many others in the shelter, she, her mother, and sister have almost nothing with them.
So we had to wash out everything, and we're going to be here for a while. We don't have nowhere else to go. We came down here with little or no money, hardly. And by the time we got down here, that was gas money. So we just took that and, you know, got the gas and everything like that. So now it's really holding nothing.
But what really worries Gibbs and many others of this shelter is the fate of those left behind. Gibbs says she knows her grandmother made it to the Superdome Tuesday, but she doesn't know if she's been evacuated out. And she also doesn't know anything about what's happened to her grandfather and her aunts and uncles who remained in New Orleans.
So I say I hope maybe we could get reunited with our family. Because I'm tired, you know, after a while you get tired of crying. So I just try to do something with myself. They're giving us puzzles and, you know, different things. And, you know, we helping out around, you know, everything.
Many of the items to occupy the refugees' time, like games, toys, and books, as well as necessities like food, bottled water, diapers, and toiletries, are coming from the people of the Jackson area. In a steady stream of cars, pickups, and minivans, some shiny and new, others old and beat up, people young and old, black and white, drove up to the Coliseum to drop off the goods. People who, like Verina Spivey of Raymond, Mississippi, are still suffering the effects of Katrina themselves.
I have no power and my roof is gone. Well, my shingles. I'm still better off than they are. And I think we all need to pull together and share.
The local sheriff, who appealed for the donations on radio and TV, said even though Mississippi ranks as the poorest state in the nation, its people are extremely benevolent. Red Cross officials say that generous spirit will be needed for some time to come in Jackson, because the number of refugees headed here from New Orleans and the Gulf Coast will likely double in the next few days, and many refugees will need shelter for weeks, if not months, to come. David Shaper, NPR News in Jackson, Mississippi.
For a list of charities accepting donations to aid Katrina's victims, go to npr.org.